These are troubling times. That's putting it mildly. Israel ready for an attack on Israeli soil from Iran. The United States of America ready for an attack like Russia went through. The FBI director, Christopher Wray, saying that a coordinated attack on U.S. soil is very, very likely. Very much like that Russian concert hall where all those people were killed. We're looking at that as a possibility here in these United States. These are troubled times with what's going on in Ukraine, with what's going on in Gaza, with the Palestinian people, with the Israelis, with Hamas. It's a difficult time. Time to speak with a guy we used to speak with much more often, and glad to catch up with him now, the publisher of the Arab American News, Osama Siblani. Osama, it's been a very long time. I'm so glad we're catching up to each other in this new afternoon show.
Good afternoon. And yes, I am very happy to hear from you, Paul W. I hope you are doing well and enjoying the nasty weather outside.
I'm up to here with the nasty weather, but Osama, if we get rid of it now, so it's out of our system in 2 weeks, when we have the NFL draft, that'll be just fine with me, because I will sign
on to this one. Yep.
Okay. Absolutely. Good for you. You know, it's one of those horrible things that happens. I'm going to say it gets blown out of proportion, but if it's just one person yelling it, it's bad. But it wasn't the whole group of people who were together. But when it starts to get reported in the news, it's a bunch of people in Dearborn yelling death to America. And then, of course, the news media picks it up. It goes all around the country and people call us and say, what the hell is going on there?
Well, apparently it was a mistake and they have apologized. And we have condemned it in all terms strongly, and we are not going to accept it. This is something that we have totally, totally condemned. We cannot stand for something like this. America is our home, our country, the place where we are raising our children, grandchildren. This is where we're going to die. This is where we're going to be buried. We will defend this country with our souls and our bodies and spirits and kids and grandkids. So just rest. This was a mistake. It's not acceptable by the community. This community is very appreciative of the country. However, we disagree with the foreign policy, and disagreement on policy should not go to that limit of condemnation and should not be a launching ground for hateful speech. Today in the Free Press, you know, they did apologize. And
when you say they, when you explain to me, I don't have the Free Press in front of me.
I mean, the organizer of the event, I have marched in this event in the Quds Day. The Quds Day, we have been marching for the Jerusalem, it's the International Day for Jerusalem. Ah. All Muslims and Christians, we have marched in that in that day, last Friday in Ramadan. However, this Friday in Ramadan, the march turned ugly when one person who is a white American convert raised the issue of death to America, which was totally wrong and uncalled for. And we have already made our statement that we condemn these kind of rhetoric, you know, and we do not agree with it. Not only we don't disagree with it, we condemn it totally.
I'm so glad that you didn't waste any time to do that. You didn't have to think about it, nor did the Dearborn mayor, Hamoud, and many other leaders who condemned that.
Yeah. In fact, Paul, I'd like you to know that in the paper this week, we just came out, and it will be in the market tomorrow in the Arab American News. We have a full-page ad that is, we put a press release from the entire community, from the most of the organization, and they are signed on it. And all the elected officials and the public officials in our community have signed on to the letter. And we've condemned it on all terms. America is our country. We're very proud of our country, and we will defend it with our lives and our souls.
Well, God bless you for that. We're talking with Osama Siblani. He is the publisher of the Dearborn-based Arab American News. And I'm happy to hear that coming out as a very proud American who happens to be of Arab descent. America is my choice. This is where I live. Now, I was born here, so I didn't choose to live here, but I didn't leave. And I am an American 100%. I happen to have in my family, my mother was 100% Lebanese. But she was born in America. She was carried by my grandmother in her belly on the boat over from Lebanon. Well, you know my story.
Yes, of course. Yes, of course. And we're very proud of you, Paul. And I am an American by choice. And that is very, very big. That's very important that when you choose to be an American, not when you were born to be American. I chose to be American. I am very proud. America gave me the potential, the opportunity. I lived the American dream. And many, many people in my community feel the same way. And to America statement is just absolutely disgusting. And it's not acceptable at all and should not have happened and it will not happen. And if it happened, I encourage my community and the people around, whoever says it, to tell them to shut the heck up.
I'm so glad. I'm so happy to hear you say this. And I was disappointed.
But that doesn't mean.
No, you can disagree. I understand. Yes. I support the Palestinian people. I support the Israeli people. I don't agree with what's going on right now, but I also don't ever forget that it started because of Hamas, knowing that the hell they would rain upon the Palestinian people by doing what they did, and they did it anyway.
Well, I mean, that's another discussion because I don't think that we have the time to discuss it, but I can tell you that the situation did not start on October 7th.
No.
It started in 1948. The Palestinians have been under occupation, brutal occupation. We should end it. The way that the administration handled this crisis, Biden, was wrong. We should have dealt with it, but we should have, thought immediately about finding a solution to end the cycle of violence and have a Palestinian state to exist side by side with the Israelis. And that is something that we have accepted long time ago. I was 1993 at the White House when the Oslo Accord was signed on September 13, 1993. That was like 20 years, and nothing has been done.
Yeah. You know what I want to do?
Continue. Yes.
I want this not to be so rare, this conversation, Osama. And I'm going to ask my producer, Mike Parsons, to talk to you off the air and schedule another time soon for you to come because we're out of time, but I want to ask you your thoughts on how we fix this problem and move on if we can. If we can live together as a people there in the Middle East, or if we're kidding ourselves to ever think this is going to be over. I want to hear your learned thoughts on this. Can we do that again soon?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have to live with each other and we have to find a way, and that takes leadership and compromise.
And we're lacking that right now. I'm glad you brought that up, Osama. We'll talk again soon. Thank you, sir. Osama Ciblani, the publisher of the Arab American News, here in Focus with Paul W. Smith at WJR.